Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning.
Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 26 through 28. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it is taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, you may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. So this passage is a continuation of a passage we read earlier in the week. And the idea here is that there are those who are trying to lead people astray. There are those who are trying to teach a different gospel, if you will. And one of the things that the writer in 1 John says is for they don't need any extra like special teachings. One of the things that has been a temptation throughout the history of the church is people coming along claiming some kind of new revelation or some kind of special knowing. One of the more famous examples of this that was in the early church, that the early church was dealing with, was called Gnosticism. And the word gnosis is this kind of special knowing, that they knew something, they had this kind of special revelation. And that's been a temptation throughout the history of the church, that someone comes in claiming to have a special revelation. And basically, the author is just trying to say, stick to the teaching that you've been given. The teaching of the apostles, the teaching of Jesus, the teaching that you know. And Jesus promised us the Spirit that would teach us, lead us into all truth. So the Spirit is in agreement with the teachings of Christ and actually opens up our eyes to the teachings of Christ. And so this anointing that he's talking about in this passage is the Holy Spirit within these early church members who is going, the Holy Spirit who will keep them sound and keep them in the line with what they have learned from the apostles and even from Jesus himself. So I just want to encourage you today. There are so many things in Scripture that are pretty simple, pretty basic, consistent teaching that if you look at Jesus, if you look at the early church, it's not as complicated as we often try to make it. So simple things like love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Serve rather than be served. Lay down your life. Lose your life and you find it. Trust God and don't worry. I mean, just simple things like that. So many times when we try to make the gospel complicated, one thing that we are doing is we're often trying to make ourselves superior to others so that we have this special knowledge, a special revelation. But also maybe sometimes we're just, even if we don't know it subconsciously, we're trying to avoid the simple commands of Christ. Love your neighbor as yourself. We could spend our whole life just asking the Spirit to help us do that one thing. So in 1 John, it says that we should not swerve away from the teaching that we've been given. And the Spirit will help guide us into the truth. And I would say to us that we shouldn't overcomplicate it, but we should continue to ask God to give us the ability to live what he's already commanded us to do. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.